One-third of all murder cases in America remain open.
He had told me that if I opened my eyes, he would slit my throat.
Each one is called a cold case.
The DNA evidence taken from the victim was a match. The Linden rapist was at it again.
Based on the hit A&E television program.
A phone call is placed, one that changes a family's life forever.
Cold Case Files, the podcast.
If you could see the fire in his eyes, he screamed at me, "You want it? Get your tape recorder out."
Get new episodes of Cold Case Files every Tuesday on Podcast One, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Well, we'll talk about masks and what the difference is between California and Florida. We'll get some calls on Britney Spears and her struggles. Do a little Delta variant talk and update you guys on Delta. And God forbid the Lambda variant. Watch out, everybody. It's coming for you. And then my saga with YouTube.
All right. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. As more people get vaccinated, summer travel's heating up. Watch out for pandemic-related travel scams like fake airline tickets and hotels booked online that could expose your information. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your Social Security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, got it on, get it on. Dr. Drew's board-certified guy with addiction medicine thing, and he's taking care of business. Nobody understands him like his gardener.
My gardener. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. How about that? Hey, man, before we get going, let me talk about knocking down doors. Knocking doors down. I beg your pardon. That's doors with a Z. And the knocking is without a G. It's Knocking Doors Down podcast. Ending the stigma surrounding addiction recovery, mental health. You know I'm big on that. And many different celebrities have stopped by. Caitlyn Jenner, Ric Flair, Bam Margera, experts, everyday people all sharing stories of their struggles with a very significant and common illness. Of course, humor, vulnerability, honesty is all part of the story. So I love about addiction. It exposes the human experience in so many ways. But the host is Jason LaChance. He is in recovery, alcoholism, trauma, childhood home of addiction, sexual abuse, emotional abuse. Trauma is the rocket fuel of addiction, and he talks about that. And co-host Mikey Naraki, also recovering substance user. And for a weekly dose of positivity, humor, uplifting stories from those that have sustained recovery, subscribe to Knocking Doors Down whenever you get your podcast or kddmediacompany.com.
All right. So what are you thinking about, Drew?
So I want to get to those calls in just a second, but before we do, I've got a couple things in my mind today, but the first thing that pops in my head is that I was kicked off YouTube for violating their policies.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I interviewed someone who had an opinion that was different than the bureaucracy as stated. So if you look at the YouTube criteria, their policy and procedures – they're based on World Health Organization standards from March of 2020, year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Our understanding of corona and COVID and treatment and ideas has evolved dramatically since then. And we were just discussing sort of controversies and treatment of long hauler symptoms, and a couple of words like ivermectin got into the conversation, or fluvoxamine. These are things that people are trying and working on and researching. That's it. You're off. That's it. Just words that are medication that, as you have pointed out, these people had never heard of. These are medicines that have been around for decades that they had never heard of prior to a few weeks ago. And now that's criteria for being silenced. And people that say, here's something I want you to comment on. I was just looking at a tweet. Somebody goes, they're a private company. They should be able to do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah, that's true, except they accept shit tons of money from the U.S. government, and it is the U.S. government dictating their policy about what is medical misinformation. They're not making their own judgments. They're following the instructions of American bureaucrats. And one of the big problems in this pandemic has been that physicians have ceded their responsibility to bureaucrats. We've never done that before. You got to understand something. The FDA, the NIH, AMA, CDC has never been involved in the practice of medicine as far as physicians were. We never ever consulted with them before we made a decision. They had nothing to do with what we did. And now we've frozen in place and ceded all the responsibility to those bureaucrats. Worst idea in the world. They're not clinicians. They're not used to risk-reward analysis. And they fucking can't change direction once they set something up. And those are the people that Google et al. Are listening to and being dictated in terms of their policy. Is this not insanity to you? It's a kind of insanity. And by the way, so the government is dictating. It is reflected of the U.S. government. So stop with the it's a private sector thing. And they're accepting tons of money as a compensation for following their direction. And the direction is that of bureaucrats who have never had anything to do with the practice of medicine. The practice of medicine is determined by physician judgment, our training, and our dialectic amongst ourselves. And it's that dialectic specifically that they are suppressing.
Well, I have many thoughts.
All right.
One is, all right, they're a private company, but what if they were a private company and they just said, well, you know, we don't like Puerto Ricans.
Right.
You know, so right. We're not going to let them on our whatever. Would you still just go, oh, but they're a private company. They can do what they want.
Right.
The people who defend these assholes go, well, it's a private company. They don't want Puerto Rican fan pages.
Yeah.
Would you defend that? And the answer is no. So shut the fuck up. They're discriminating.
And the way to think about them, by the way, is sort of like a private securities company that maintains a public square. And in that public square, people are told, you say whatever you want. Oh, sorry, not you. Not you. No, no, no. And by the way, U.S. government told us can't be you. If that was just a security force operating in a public square, you see how crazy it becomes? It's the same phenomenon.
Yeah. Well, a few things.
Yeah.
Also, the stuff that
gross.
Physicians are talking about are inert. So I understand if, you know, you're trying, you know, if the physicians are saying those Tide balls, you eat those and that'll get rid of your symptoms from COVID, then maybe you flag that because too many kids are eating Tide balls.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
What you guys are talking about in terms of therapeutics, people don't have in their garage. You have to go get with a physician and deal and consult and come up with a regimen, right?
The other thing they take issue with is if you discuss in any way some of the data around vaccine safety. Mm-hmm. I am, as you know, very firmly get that damn vaccine. I feel strongly about that. But I'm also feel more strongly that you should have informed consent. You need to know the data before you make that decision. That's my obligation to you is give you that data. So when we start discussing that data, they silence that too. You can add to vaccine hesitancy.
Yeah.
You know what adds to vaccine hesitancy? Not being able to trust the goddamn government.
Right.
And when you hide
and
data,
also
that adds to the lack of trust. Why doesn't the FDA go for full approval on the vaccines? Why the EUA? Because then people go, it's just an experimental vaccine. Why not go all the way? Do you know why they don't go all the way and give it approval?
No.
Because they're so bureaucratically bloated, they can't do it.
Right.
It would take months and months and months. They literally can't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Think how insane that is.
Mm-hmm.
They need to fucking approve the vaccines so people get over their concern that it's experimental.
Well,
ugh.
They could also help their cause by not having fully vaccinated people like Kamala Harris and Biden and whoever wear masks outside and elbow bump when they greet each other and Kamala kiss her husband through a mask after they're both. That would help their messaging.
Yes. Yes,
they're
it would.
Fucking idiots. Yes. And to me, it's never really what YouTube is up to. It's that people don't know what YouTube is up to and defend YouTube.
Yeah.
That's the part.
Yeah.
That's the part that bothers me.
Yeah.
When you start realizing what it is they're doing. And it's interesting. I don't know. I was on my show a few days ago, and I was talking to Jeff Cesario, and I was talking to Brian, and I was like, don't you see what LA Unified is doing by requiring everyone to wear masks in schools? And the answer is that they don't have all the data. They're just playing it safe. You know, it's like, you don't think there's something slightly more nefarious afoot? It's like, no. Doesn't bother you that doesn't seem like a power grab. It doesn't seem like there's something a little more going on than just pure safety for children and teachers, because there's nothing that proves that it's safer for children. First off, you know, don't get me started on the age thing, but that's always been the thing.
Yeah.
If you can prove to us that it's dangerous to kids, then we can keep this thing going.
Yeah.
And that's why they've never taken their foot off the accelerator.
Yeah.
And if somebody said kids don't need to wear masks because it doesn't really affect kids, so they can go to school, why should they? Well, now you've fucked up your whole doom and gloom narrative, haven't
right.
you?
Right.
So they don't want to do that.
Right.
Also, they just like the juice. They like us coming to them.
They
and
like
asking
the Jews?
The juice.
Oh, sorry.
They want us to ask them permission to do things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
That's really what it is. And if you don't believe me, then I don't know. Why is it just California? And why is it California and New York that are requiring this in schools? Why isn't it Florida and Texas? Well, one group, one way of governing is we don't want that much juice. We want a little free will sprinkled into our tyrannical dictatorships. And California and New York don't roll that way.
No.
They like it.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
but so do the citizens, which was weird to me. Right.
Well, I don't know if they like it. They just don't know what's going on.
God,
and they do kind of like it.
They like it. And
they defend it.
And then they want you to comply with their will.
Right.
Right?
Listen, first things first.
It's weird.
Do you think I want my kids in jeopardy?
Right.
No. Okay. I don't want them to wear masks because it's a fucking waste of time. And now there's more studies coming out saying it's not very good for you. Mm. How could it be? And you guys are want people to wear them outside while they're playing ball out in the schoolyard.
The craziest thing in the fucking world.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But again, they're not crazy. The people that defend them are crazy, and the people that don't know what the fuck they're doing are crazy. That's my point. That's the weird part to me. I don't expect anything more out of the teachers' unions or Governor Newsom. I expect nothing. I do expect more citizens to see clearly what's going on here. You can come back, but if you're masked. By the way, all the teachers are vaccinated. Half the kids are vaccinated. Who gives a fuck? All right. I want to know about variants, too, because I haven't heard.
Nah,
it's been 10
it.
Minutes since I've heard anything about the Delta. The Delta was all the rage.
Oh, it's still. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's there's a. They're coming at you.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Delta was all the rage, I felt like, a week ago, but it's been...
I can tell you, no, it's all the rage right now, but I think I know why it's not quite as prominent as a week ago. So go ahead.
All right. Let me tell you about Mint Mobile, first company to sell wireless service online only by cutting out retail stores. There's no crazy overhead costs passed down to you, and mystery fees as well. Yeah, you see those big stores and those expensive malls?
Mystery
fees.
That's
got to cost something.
Yeah.
Yeah, premium wireless for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number and all your existing contacts. 7-day money-back guarantee if you're not 100% satisfied. Switch to Mint Mobile for premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. Oh, can't wait to switch over, right, Matt?
To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/ADS. That's mintmobile.com/ADS. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/ADS.
All right. What were you going to say, Drew?
Let's see.
Delta variant. You got it.
Yeah, the
about.
Delta variant. Okay, so the Delta is more contagious, and there will be many more contagious variants yet to come. And I think I told you last week, the Lambda variant, which is does appear to be more of a concern in Peru, if that data is normal, is confirmed, that virus appears more contagious and more deadly, more virulent. They're like a 10% fatality rate. Now, we don't know if that's accurate or not, so that's one to keep an eye on. But the Delta has consistently been not as virulent. And coronaviruses generally become, as they evolve, become more contagious and less virulent. That's just a mm-hmm. general trend. Now, this has been a weird virus, so who knows if that trend will be part of this virus's history. But I think the reason you're not hearing so much about Delta is we've gone from about 8,000 to 10,000 cases a day in this country to 30,000. Hospitalizations and deaths have not gone up. Mm-hmm. And so, but they keep trying to make the case that it's killing children, it's killing people that have had the vaccine. There was data that came out of Massachusetts a couple of days ago that said 78 people died who've been vaccinated. I looked at that and I went, no, no way. And that was the only place I saw that data.
Right.
It just, it never came. So they are trying desperately to make the Delta a panic porn headline, and it just isn't measuring up. Now, I am seeing a lot of people getting breakthrough Delta infection with the vaccine. Mm-hmm. I've seen a fair bit of that. Most of them don't know they're infected. Mm-hmm. And I've not seen one person even like marginally sick, even mm-hmm. though I've seen a dozen breakthroughs. Mm-hmm. So the breakthroughs, because of the infectivity and stuff, is probably common. There also is data that the endogenous immunity from having had COVID is very good. Increasingly, they're showing more and more.
But they said initially that wasn't going to be enough.
Right.
Why did they know that?
Okay, so here's what they're saying now. What we're saying now is broad immunity against multiple variants. So some of your best immunity against variants is from having had COVID. But what they say is we don't know whether it's going to be sustained, so get your vaccine.
Right.
So there you go.
Well, here's what I say, Drew.
I can't wait.
I like to sit back and I like to just kind of look at trends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I look at it kind of globally from a societal standpoint, but I look at it as in individuals. You know, it's like I know the people who are late. I know the people who are prompt. Doesn't mean every single time and every event and every time mm-hmm. I meet them at the airport or whatever it is. It's just there's a general people trend, right? And we all know what direction people trend. We know the late people. We know the prompt people. We know the generous people. We know the cheap people.
You know their patterns.
Yeah, know the people that kind of are a little bit hysterical versus mm-hmm. the calm people. That's your job. I have sat back and watched the whole thing unfold, and I'm trying to pick patterns. Mm-hmm. And the pattern is one direction and one direction only. It never goes the other direction. It starts off with, you know, we believe 7 million Americans are going to die due to this scale they used in England. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
And then it goes from, well, maybe not that, but it's still a major issue. We've got to shut down schools and outdoor dining. We got to do everything. Then it kind of goes to, we're not going to get to herd immunity until we get to 80 or 90% of, you know, society. Then it kind of goes to, well, we're never going to develop the vaccine. The vaccine, that's years off. Why are we even talking about it? Then it goes to, we have a vaccine, but even with the first shot, it's a two-shot vaccine. The first shot, you're only about 60% of the way home. Well, it turns out it's 80 or 90% of the way home, right? So every time I see the, you know, then it turns out, well, okay, it doesn't really affect kids, but kids get it and they spread it. They transmit it. They come home to their elderly grandparents and they kill Nana, you know, and then it turns out kids don't spread it very effectively, you know. So why is it every single announcement only goes one direction?
Right. Porn. Panic porn.
Panic porn. Yeah. It's one direction. Yeah. If you guys would.
It's been that way since the beginning.
Well, okay, so every, you know, and you should wear gloves, and you got to wipe stuff down, and, you know, you got to wear a mask on an airplane.
Don't put a towel down at the beach.
Right.
Come on.
So once you sit back and you start looking at the trends, then you start ignoring the trends. That's the problem.
That's the boy who cried wolf, right? That's actually concerning.
Right. All right.
All right. Babble, everybody. This, you know, I'm engaged in languages again, and I hired myself a French teacher, and she recommended Babbel to me. This summer, get the most out of your travel abroad by learning a language. I'm telling you, that's the way to do it. And Babbel is the number one selling language learning app. It's awesome. Matt's been using it to learn French. We'll get some notes from Matt in a second. Bite-sized 15-minute language lessons. Unlike high school language classes, Babbel is designed for practical, real-world conversation. It's fun. It's interactive. And they also assess your accent, which is something very important when you're speaking a foreign language. Created by over 100 language experts, not by some sort of artificial intelligence. Choose from over 14 different languages. It includes Spanish, French, Italian, German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology, as I said, helps you improve your pronunciation and your accent. Comment ça va avec le français, monsieur?
Oui, gracias.
Ça va bien?
Right now.
Vous n'avez pas appris le français? Non? OK.
Un peu.
OK, très petit peu, n'est-ce pas? Voilà.
Right now, when you purchase a three-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Just go to Babbel.com and use promo code ADS. That's Babbel.com, code ADS, for an extra 3 months free.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with your calls right after this. All right, let's see. Someone's got a question about the movie Cocoon, Britney Spears coming to L.A., let's talk to Ryan. Ryan?
Yes, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hi, guy.
A couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, you were talking, I think on a big show, you were talking about Cocoon for some reason. And I thought it was funny that I know, you know, 50 is the new 30 and whatnot, but that movie was filmed in 85. About a bunch of old dudes that find pods in a pool. It's like the Fountain of Youth, whatnot. One of your favorite names, Don Amici, is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Wilford Brimley was 49 when he auditioned and was cast.
Yeah.
50 when he filmed it, and was 51 when it came out.
Wow.
And as a 45-year-old that... I just can't believe that. It's crazy.
I've heard that before.
Sheesh.
The reason Don Amici is my favorite actor, not because I care about Don Amici, I'm consumed with certain actors where we pronounce their names in certain ways. Nobody says there's a pitcher named Don Drysdale, but they didn't go Don Drysdale. They just go Don Drysdale. Don Amici, they go Don Amici. They go Donna Amici. That's they say. First off, Donna's a name. It's a girl's name, but it's a name.
Yeah.
They don't go Don Amici.
Yeah.
They go Don Amici.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to hear it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, again,
you'd hear Donna Amici as a kid, right?
Because they would say Don Amici.
Yeah, yeah.
It either sounded like one word or Don Amici.
You did that a lot when you were a kid because people would typically use this surgical phenomenon as a hernia.
Yeah, they go, a hernia.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know it was hernia.
You thought it was a hernia.
A hernia. Right. I also thought, because I don't read, I only listen to things, and people go, I had a hernia.
Yeah. I had a hernia repair.
Right. Yeah. Sounded like a hernia, but it was hernia. I didn't find that out. I was like 35, by the way.
Yeah.
And then the other one was P is Adora.
Oh, yeah.
People would say P is Adora.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't say Pia is Adora.
Right. Pia is Adora.
Her name is...
It sounds like P is Adora.
Right. They go, oh, like that actress, P is Adora.
Yeah.
Sounds like P is Adora. And Don Amici sounds like Don Amici.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They go, oh, it's that guy's name, Donna.
Yeah, yeah.
That I don't know why that how that works.
Well, you notice
there's Don the Snake Perdomo.
Right. Well, you notice.
No one ever thinks his name is Don's.
Hang on.
Or Daunt.
Don the Snake are three English words. You know, Pia Zadora, Don Amici. These are foreign names, and they use something called liaison in those languages. And that's what I'm having to deal with in my French tutoring.
If they did Don the Snake Amici, I would know.
Right.
Right.
But because they're trying to, for whatever reason, whoever decided that's how their name is going to be pronounced it somewhat like the original language, they use that liaison.
I do find it interesting that certain names, most all names, they would pause between the first and the last, but not Don Ameche.
Yeah.
Don Ameche. It sounds like one name.
I wonder where that happened. It's interesting. Anyway, he's your favorite actor because of his name. But what's your thoughts?
And P. Isadora is my favorite actor because her name is P. Isadora.
She was on Loveline years ago.
I know.
Years ago.
Her name is Pia Zadora. That's her name. Not Pia Zadora. But okay. Everyone thinks I'm nuts. But fuck you. I hear what I hear and I know what I know.
Yeah.
You give me a hernia. All right, Ryan. I get it. It's crazy.
He was 75 and Wilford Brimley was 50, playing a 75-year-old.
Yeah, I know. He's still around.
Wilford Brimley's still around?
That's crazy to me. I think so. Let's see.
It's so weird that all these people that, you know, either look 50 when they're 80 or look 80 when they're 40. It's such an interesting thing that some people are just that way.
No more Wilford.
That's what I thought.
When did he pass on?
August of last year.
Oh, it's a COVID thing. See, everyone got caught up in the COVID.
Sam, he didn't die of COVID. That's why it wasn't a headline.
Oh, if only he died of COVID, we know. Sam, 48, Seattle.
Hi, bonjour.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
So listening to all the – when the Britney Spears – when the judge made the decision to just keep the conservatorship for Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I was hearing, you know, oh, there must be something really wrong with her. Or if she's working, how come she needs a conservatorship? And, how's an alcoholic keep going? Or
right.
Someone who's functionally illiterate keep going, make a living?
No, that's right. There's levels of impairment. And people in our country believe that if somebody's nice and makes sense, they're perfectly, I mean, that's a certain threshold. I mean, if you look out on the streets, the people who are there aren't even making sense anymore. But there are many neurological, psychiatric conditions that can look good when they're compensated and well cared for. But patients with many of these illnesses have something called anosognosia, which is denial of the condition, denial of the manifestations of the condition, denial of the effects of the condition. It's exceedingly common in serious mental illness. So presumably Brittany has some of that needs sort of supervision. And all this stuff about her dad, let me get pregnant and put an IUD in, that may be delusional. Because the dad's attorney stepped up and said, hey, none of that's
confirmation.
True.
Yeah. It was just her. She said it.
Yeah.
And people go with it, right? Yeah.
That's right.
No one outside of her testimony has corroborated that, as far as I could tell.
Gary's got a comment.
I've been having to follow this pretty closely, and it sounds like her father is really only the conservator of the business side of things.
Right.
She has a separate personal conservator, and what the father is basically saying without saying it is none of the things she's accusing me of are under my purview. I am responsible for the financial stuff.
No, actually, his attorney stepped up yesterday and said, none of this is accurate. None of it's true.
Right.
She's confabulating. She's delusional, whatever, which would make sense why somebody like that would be on a long-term conservatorship. Now, just because somebody has serious mental illness and still has symptoms doesn't mean they shouldn't be free to ruin their life if that's what they want to do. I mean, just look out on the streets. That's what's out there. And if she makes money and she wants to squander her money and she wants to there's a case to be made to let her give it a try. And she's certainly been stable long enough that it makes some sense for her to try to live on her own if that's what she wants to do. And then they can certainly do it with all kinds of feedback in place. You know, you got to follow your doctor's orders. You have to check in with the court regularly. They can do it in such a way that it would be – it's all very weird. We don't know, you know, what's really going on here. From my perspective still, even if everything she's saying about this dad is delusional, she still deserves a chance to kind of give it a shot.
All right. Let me tell you about Blinds Galore. Over 2 million windows covered. Blinds Galore does one thing, and they do better than anyone else. Not the generic cut-down products you find at the hardware store. All blinds and shades are custom and perfect fit. Build a Blind tool lets you create and customize your window treatments to see exactly what they'll look like on screen before you buy. Blinds, blackout shades, shutters, drapes, motorized window coverings that connect to Amazon's Alexa, by the way. Family owned and run, over 20 years in business, whether you need more privacy, sleep, yes, thank you, cool down, oh yes, it gets hot. especially out here, and you keep a lot of heat out of that room with those blinds and shades.
Oh, my gosh.
Or you just want to fix up a room. Blinds Galore. Drew uses them. I use them everywhere I go. Blinds Galore has you covered. Right, Matt?
That's right. BlindsGalore.com makes it easy to get high-quality designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home without the designer price. Order free samples today to see for yourself at BlindsGalore.com. Let them know we sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Hey, Gary, find from Chris that that op-ed piece from the LA Times that we want to talk about. Chris has it. It was an op-ed piece about the whole spa thing with the guy and the transgendered and the blah, blah, blah. Hey, Dan, 47, Florida.
Mijo?
Who?
So, guys, I haven't traveled in a year because of this stupid thing, and I'm going on vacation next week, going to be in California, and I'm a little worried. I'm from Florida. A little worried that I'm going to be picked up by the mask police and taken away or something, because I am not wearing a fucking mask. I'm vaccinated. Not happening.
You will be if you try to not wear a mask on an airline.
Oh, yeah. Be careful of the flight.
Well, the airplane I got covered. There's companies that sell fake masks. They look real, but they're completely mesh. You can breathe through them.
Oh, really? Where do you get one of those?
I forget the website. If you Google fake mask, it's all over the place. They have different versions of ones. There's ones that look fake, and then they have the super incognito one where it looks real and it's completely breathable.
Oh.
I've already played with it, so I'm ready to roll. The plane I'll deal with, but we're going to be in Tahoe. And then we're going to be down in Death Valley for fun.
Oh, God, it's good. Oh, man, we got to overnight this shit. I got to get that fake mask. I got flights coming.
Oh, my God, look at that.
Yeah, just Google incognito fake mask.
Please get a couple extra, Matt. Matt. Please get a couple extra for me, please.
Yeah, now listen, you go, well, why do you want a fake mask? Well, the stupid paper ones don't do anything. So that's my whole point.
No, it's all for show anyway. And I'm vaccinated. Just to play the crazy people.
Yeah, get a fake mask. All right, good. Then there is... someone was escorted off a plane. Let's see.
Evan,
New Jersey, 35. Escorted off a plane?
Hi, guy. Adam, just before I tell you the story, I am the returning drunk tank champion of previous Adam Carolla episodes, so I feel like my crown was displaced, but I'll save that for another time.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
So I get on this plane. I'm flying. It's only an hour and 15-minute flight, and I get on the plane. I fall asleep immediately. It's like 8 in the morning. I rested up, just take a quick nap. I fall asleep easily. At some point in the hour and 15 minutes in the air, apparently, while I'm unconscious, my mask falls not off my face, just below my nose. So I wake up to TSA officers grabbing me and taking me off the plane. I've been awake for 30 seconds at this point, maybe. And I'm thinking, like, I had some stuff in my bag I didn't know about or whatever. And they said you weren't complying. And I was like, well, yeah, technically when people are asleep, they're not going to be the best compliers of all time. And so they decided I was a security threat, and I was currently, up until yesterday, was banned from United Airlines because my mask fell down when I was asleep.
Well, Evan, there's got to be another part of this story where some flight attendant poked you in the shoulder a couple of times and told you to pull the mask back up, right?
I'm not ruling that. I'm telling you, I was unconscious for the whole thing. I can't imagine. Look, I've flown during the pandemic. I always wear a mask. I don't want to be a jerk. I'm not one of those guys who just will throw a fit on the plane. But I think that the TSA agents on the ground thought that I was some guy being like, make America great again. I'm not wearing a mask. What the hell? And so they came in hot. And they were like,
Them coming in hot. I'm talking about them being summoned.
That's what I assume. I assume that the people on the plane just said someone was not complying with the mask. And I'm sure that meant they assumed it was some guy being nuts.
I mean, they probably attempted to wake you a couple of times. You're probably a heavy sleeper,
Totally possible.
Yeah. Yes, that's it's possible. Possible. The problem is they've gone nuts on airplanes. And as I've said to Drew, listen to me, everyone. I've been flying every 3 weeks on average, maybe every 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Let's just say every 18 days I've been on a flight all the way through the pandemic, all the way, multiple trips to Texas and Florida and Nashville. And I've not missed I'm not taking a month off a commercial flight. I was there the entire time. And so was Mike August. They were much more lax about masks a year ago.
In the heat of the peak of the pandemic.
In the peak, with no vaccines.
Yes. Yeah.
Much more. Now, 0% of people on that commercial flight were vaccinated a year ago.
Yeah.
Now, depending on where you go, you know, going to Charlotte, North Carolina, or Chicago, or Texas, or whatever, people have means. You know, they can buy an airline ticket, they get online, they can book hotel rooms. You know, these are people with credit cards and computers and stuff like that. I would reckon that a higher percentage of them are vaccinated than the populace they come from.
I would reckon you're right.
Just like I would say, well, they probably average a little more income than the average Los Angelino, wherever they're coming from, because it's a group. The same way if you said the average person at a Lakers game probably has a little better income than the average person watching it on TV. I'm just assuming they're a little more affluent.
Yeah.
So it's a higher percentage of people that are vaccinated on that flight. They're going insane with the mask. Nuts. What is it? What is this for? Well, it's something's going on. Why is it going on? You can't just say, oh, they decided to triple down on their mask now that most everyone's vaccinated and we're not nearly in the shit that we were a year ago. Why didn't you care a year ago? What's happening?
Someone from the government is getting on them. That's what it is.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
All right. Do your business.
LifeLock, everyone, is speaking of vaccine, summer travel is kind of more common. Watch out for pandemic-related travel scams. Yep, fake airline tickets, hotels booked online that could expose your information. Good thing there's LifeLock. We like the ease of use. We like the internet. We like to do our shopping. But you got to understand how cybercrime, identity theft affect us. And you want to protect yourself with some LifeLock. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet in an instant. Cybercriminals could harm your finances, harm your credit. LifeLock got a level of protection against a wide range of identity threats. Let's say your social security number is for sale on the dark web. Good thing LifeLock's there, because if they detect your information has even potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
All right, and go to AdamCarolla.com for... Stan, I told you I was traveling. I am coming to a town near you. So just go to AdamCarolla.com for all my live shows. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com. As I have said yesterday, last show, then not YouTube anymore because we've been benched. But Rumble. Check us out over Rumble. Also, DrDrew.locals.com. And don't forget TikTok at Dr. Drew and also Instagram at Dr. Drew Pinsky. See you
then. So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
What's better than courtside seats? Free sports on Pluto TV. Hey, sports fans, get all your sports free on Pluto TV. Pluto TV is your home for sports. Watch 24/7 channels of MLB, MLS, MMA, sports news and analysis, plus documentaries, TV shows, and movies, all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts, ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save